The Jonesboro Economical Transit System continues to work on its development plan. As it continues to move forward with that plan, the city's transit system, also known as JETS, is working on two crucial parts of the plan. Those are improving routes and a central transfer station. Director of JETS, Steve Ewart.
We're trying to adjust some routes to make them more functional, more useful to our riders. Right now we run 3 1-hour routes, and what we want to do is go to 3 30-minute routes and 1-hour routes, so we'll actually be giving service to people more frequently, help them get across town more effectively. The problem we've been facing since January is we can't find part-time drivers that help us bring the schedule into reality. We can only pay $9.75 an hour for part-time help. Nettleton Schools pays $20 an hour. Jonesboro Schools pays $16 an hour for part-time bus drivers. So consequently, we're at a competitive disadvantage. But we're trying to work harder and smarter and try to find ways to attract part-time drivers to our staff so that we can put this new route system into operation.
He says the plan to improve bus routes centers on a central transfer station located at an old fire station at Caraway and Matthew Street in Jonesboro.
What we would do is we would move to our use of the central transfer station concept. And we'd use the property at the corner of Caraway and Matthews to be a central transfer point. Right now we have multiple transfer points. But that means that every 30 minutes, 3 of those buses will roll through, share passengers, help them get across town to work, to shopping, to medical appointments, whatever. One of the routes that would operate out in the industrial park in the south part of Jonesboro, the demand's not so that we need a 30-minute route there. So we'd actually be running an hour route. So once an hour, that route would make its cycle and would still get back at the same time so that it could share passengers with those 3 30-minute loops. Everything would operate out of the Caraway and Matthews location, and it'd be much more functional, much more functional.
Ewart says work on renovating the former fire station into a central transfer station is expected to start very soon.
We have already secured the funding to renovate that property. The city's given us permission to use the existing property as the local match or as the value to access federal money. And we have within our base grant sufficient money to begin to budget and structure that over the next couple of years to do the renovation. Again, all the details haven't been worked out. We have to work with FTA to get environmentals and get everything in place. But we have a verbal commitment from FTA. So we're going to start probably in the fall to renovate that property, but we'd like to begin to use that location even right now. Put some temporary shelters out to help shelter the riders. We've already got the pads poured for those. So we're set and ready to go. We're about three part-time hires away from getting that done.
The proposed site for the central transfer station has the clearance to be the next central transfer station. It currently serves as a site for storage, but Ewart sees the area as being a huge benefit for the transportation needs of Jonesboro. And Ewart explains why it's what he calls a perfect location.
If you would look at a map, if you just Googled a map and look at Jonesboro, corner of Caraway and Matthews is right in the center of Jonesboro. When I got to Jonesboro back in the 60s, that was way on the northeast corner. That was almost in the country. Now then, it's seriously right in the center. And as Jonesboro moves out northeast with the new hospital and all that new development, it really, really becomes vitally a part of the transportation infrastructure. We couldn't go pick a place. There's no place that we would rather be than the corner of Caraway and Matthews. It's at the eastern terminus of the Medical Mile. It's adjacent to the university property. It's accessible to 49 and 63 by Matthews Avenue. It's a mile from the airport. It's less than a mile from the mall. You know, it's where it needs to be if it's going to be the focal point for public transit in the city.
And Ewart says a central transfer station will help move riders more efficiently and attract those who have other options, but they would instead choose the transit to avoid parking and other issues. Ewart says the city's transit system will play a more crucial role with the development of the new NEA Baptist Hospital and other commercial growth in Jonesboro.
We're even looking at a fifth route, possibly beginning next year. officials at NEA Baptist Hospital have visited with us, and we've listened to citizens in the area of Airport Road and Aggie and Meadowview Trailer Park for several years requesting transit service. So all of a sudden, we begin to see those synergies come into effect. And now then we may have, in all probability, some real opportunities to move east along Matthews, up on Stadium for just a little bit, and then out Aggie Road and across to Perigold Drive and out to the new hospital and back through Hilltop and back in to home base. So, again, if you look at cities our size nationally, then having 3 one-hour public transit routes is not the norm. We're very abnormal, especially university city.
According to Ewart, the move to 30-minute routes will take place in the future, as well as work on the renovation of the old fire station at Caraway and Matthews into the new central transfer station. Renovation work could begin on that project in the next few weeks. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.